This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Trade agreements have been getting a bad reputation in this election. They might be the only thing the candidates agree on. And they both oppose the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, between the U.S. and the EU. Its passage seems unlikely, but President Obama is trying to make it part of his legacy before he leaves in January. The 15th round of talks starts today in New York. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
15 rounds of discussion seems like a lot, but
that's not unusual given the complexity.
That's Gary Huffbauer with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says you have to remember this would create the largest free trade zone in the world and streamline vastly different international regulation. Robert Stumberg, a law professor at Georgetown University, says that requires
the meeting of minds between U.S. and EU regulators on very complex subjects like emissions of automobiles and regulation of financial services.
He even offered a clearer way of describing it.
In other words, reinventing government.
Edward Alden is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
The problem is that raises a lot of pretty sensitive issues, especially when it comes to food.
He says American practices like using GMOs and washing raw chicken in a chlorinated bath are a problem.
So it's become a big item of popular protest in Europe.
All right, so is Obama going to get this done?
There's not a snowball's chance in hell of it being done by the end of this year.
I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.